I think sometimes there's a tendency for our own faith to become so flavorless that it no longer seasons our life and actions as it ought, and consequently doesn't affect those around us as it should. Let me explain. So in the gospel we just heard, our Lord tells the disciples the famous teaching, "You are the salt of the earth." Right? We've all heard this. He then explains that if salt loses its taste, what good is it? This passage from the Gospel of Matthew comes directly after last week's Gospel on the Beatitudes. A disciple of Christ is a follower of the Beatitudes. But if he does not live the Beatitudes, he has lost his purpose, his saltiness. Further, Christ explains that Christians are meant to be the light of the world, a title that is earlier applied only to God, light of the world. In other words, our faith and actions must be clearly seen before others, and we may evangelize others through them, as the first reading today said, to bring light into the darkness of the world. In other words, to bring others to God, who is the true light. Now, many of us here were baptized when we were infants. Others maybe were brought into the church at a later date. No matter how long we've been Catholic, though, I mean, at times, I've talked about this before, I think it can become very easy to take our faith for granted. That's really almost inevitable. So much so that it becomes simply part of the culture of our life and not what our life is centered around. If we were raised Catholic, we can become so used to it that we contain it only on Sundays at Mass and right before meals when we shoot off a quick blessing for good measure. If you are a convert, in time, sometimes that initial vigor you might have had when you were first baptized or received into the church at the Easter Vigil can fade. In other words, we can lose the flavor of our faith so much that our faith no longer seasons our life. It becomes simply a part of our life, something that we quote-unquote have to do. You know, sometimes this happens when your kids finally leave the house, or perhaps when a tragedy happens in the family or the world, and we don't know how to process it. Or perhaps simply we just don't put much attention to our faith because honestly, we're just so busy with other things in our relationships. Our faith then becomes something with which we just go through the motions. It's part of our culture, but we don't think about it. Our vigor for our faith grows stagnant. And if we are stagnant, we naturally are not much of a light to others about Christ and his church. Flavorless faith is like a burned out faith, perhaps like a burnt Utz pretzel. Something is different about the taste, and it's not good. Yet, if we're willing to respond to God's grace, our faith will not be flavorless. It will be salty. It will attract people. We will naturally become a light of Christ to others.